It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name. Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
You're listening to the Superman Super Show, episode number 11, Superman Goes to Prison. Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of the Superman Super Show. I'm a host. My name is Steven. And 1,000 miles over there to my right is another host, Mr. Ed Moore. Say hi to the folks, Ed.
Hi to the folks, Ed.
That's a joke that I think we're just never going to stop doing that.
It never gets old.
No, it doesn't. I'm a big fan of taking a joke, running it into the ground, making people sick of it. They get annoyed.
Just keep
beating that dead horse. And then eventually people start to love it again.
It, like everything else, it comes back around. If you just do it long enough,
So could we consider that our banter for the episode?
Sure. I think we've bantered good. For those of you who aren't behind the scenes, Steven and I have been playing around here for almost 2 hours. So we're kind of banter light at this particular moment.
That's right. And that's a good thing to bring up, actually, for those who maybe only listen to the audio episode. We do record these in batches. We try to do... Well, the goal was to try to do 4 at a time, but I think the most we've ever done is 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we get together and we do this live stream on YouTube. And so you can join us live when we do that, or you can just go to the YouTube channel afterwards where the video is saved and you can watch. There's just so much more that we talk about than just the episodes. And you know, currently, for example, you can see our video freeze up on us as we're talking and just crazy stuff. And, you know, I was making a joke earlier about the super fans who, you know, could come in and watch these and then be able to point out in episodes. This is where Steven went off on a tangent for 30 minutes that then he took completely out of the episode. Or this is where Steven kept saying, after every other word, but he took that out of the episode, stuff like that, you know, but there's almost 2 hours we've been talking and it might come down to maybe an hour and 15 minutes of actual episode, audio episode that goes out there in the thing. Yeah. So banter complete chunk. That's the banter complete sound. So today we are looking at Superman Goes to Prison. This is a story that appeared in Action Comics number 10. It was written by Jerry Siegel Pencils, according to DCFandom.com, were done by Joe Shuster and Wayne Boring, with inks by Joe Shuster, Wayne Boring, and Paul Loretta. Letters were Paul Loretta, and the editor was Vincent Sullivan. Now, the crediting of Wayne Boring here, Ed, I feel like the moment I started reading this issue, it's like, yeah, I see. I just assumed it was Wayne Boring throughout the whole thing, because there is a lot of Wayne in this art, but
yeah.
I'm also seeing a lot of Joe in it as well. So I think they maybe got that one right. You know, you just never know. You just never know. But I think they might have gotten that one right. So this was, of course, published by DC Comics. It's got a cover date of March 1939 and the approximate on sale date, according to Mike'sAmazingWorld.com, is February 7th, 1939. So let me tell you what happened in this issue. Clark Kent is set. See, this is another reason why you got to watch the videos for exciting bloopers like that.
Absolutely.
Clark Kent is sent to meet up with a man who promises a hot story. The man tells him he is escaped criminal Walter Crane, and his story has to do with cruelties suffered by him and other inmates in the Corytown jail. Beatings with whips, starvation, sweat boxes, and cramped living conditions. Back at the prison, Superintendent Wyman is beating a prisoner when he receives word that Governor Bixby has arrived. He has read the article written by Clark Kent and is investigating the allegations. The governor questions the prisoners, who all keep silent for fear of being tortured. Superintendent Wyman makes his way to Metropolis, where he questions Clark Kent about where he got his information. He lets him know that harboring a fugitive makes a person an accessory to the crime. Kent, acting the coward as usual, tells the superintendent where Walter Crane is staying. Wyman goes there and beats up Walter Crane. When Kent returns to the office, all the other reporters have shunned him. He tells the chief he did it so that they could gather more evidence against Superintendent Wyman. In disguise and calling himself Tom Daly, Superman makes his way to Corytown, purchases a car, and crashes it into Wyman's car. He then beats Wyman up so that he will be arrested. He is sentenced to 6 months in jail. All attempts to punish him fail. At night, he escapes out of the jail, gets a camera, puts his Superman outfit on, and sneaks back in. He arrives just in time to see Walter Crane attempting to escape. He makes good progress until he gets stuck in quicksand in the swamp. Superman walks into the quicksand and pulls Crane out. He returns Crane to the prison and takes pictures while Crane is whipped and put into the sweatbox. Superman decides he's had enough, removing Crane from the sweatbox and putting Wyman in instead. He runs off to the governor's mansion and drags the governor to the prison. He tells Wyman that he's going to kill him the same way Wyman killed the prisoners. Wyman promises to never torture the prisoners again. The governor hears his confession, and Wyman's reign of terror comes to an end. Ed, what'd you think of this one?
Well, just wow. You know, I kept having images of Cool Hand Luke in my mind. Yep. You know, I kept hearing the boss man say, "I believe here what we have is a failure to communicate." I'm surprised nobody was eating boiled eggs. Yep. But and for those of you that don't know, that's a movie reference. Go ahead and look it up. Pretty good movie. Pretty good cast. Yeah. But it just. You know, I would have a lot of things to say about the world we live in now and how harsh it may or may not be, just the world in general.
Right.
But daggone it, this world of 1939 was harsh. Well, I mean, it was harsh everywhere. Everybody was harsh. And that's just story after story. That's what's really coming out to me is that, you know, I read comic books to escape. You know, I like my superheroes good and I like my villains bad. And, you know, but this world, I don't know, you know, how difficult is the real world if people are reading these stories to escape into this world? Because this world is just, like I said, just bloody harsh. I mean, it is just wow. And, you know, Superman's a good guy. a good guy by 1939 terms. I don't know nowadays if you could call him a good guy, really.
Yeah.
You know, you certainly, and that this is not alluding to anything other than this is the start of comic books, but I don't even think at this point you can consider Superman a superhero.
Right.
You know, first of all, he really doesn't have super, you know, the super adjective doesn't necessarily apply. And I don't know, calling this man heroic is just kind of a stretch. Yeah. And not busting on Superman. You know, I've mentioned before that I'm in the process of reading a lot of the early Batman stories. Batman is not heroic in his stories either. So it's yeah. not Superman suffering. It's the creators and what is in their mind that they're trying to do making comic books. I just don't, you know, I don't know. But yeah, there was a lot of harshness. Now, I will say, you know, that I'm aware that a lot of the things that this dude was doing at his prison, they used to happen, and probably to some extent they still do happen, certainly in other countries. But I suspect that they still happen quite a bit in our country, despite what, you know, how we want prisons to be run. Flipping through this as I'm talking, panel 56, when Clark is in the stocks, the very first thing that struck me was that he was going to chop his hands off. And I don't know why I thought that. I don't know. You know, I'm like, he's not going to. So I'm looking at the next panel. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, harsh. Just harsh. But how about you? You wanted to talk about this one, so.
Well, this is another example. We kind of talked about this, I think, when he destroyed the slums in order for the government to be forced to build better housing. So this is another example of Superman, I mean, trying to do the right thing, but the way he's doing it is very questionable. The moment I'm going to focus in on here is the moment when, after he rescues Crane from the quicksand, he takes him back to the prison and then hides with his camera so he can take pictures of Superintendent Wyman whipping him. So he's got his evidence.
Right. Of Crane being abused.
And it's like, The Superman of today would not just stand aside. Basically he's like, okay, because I think at one point he even says, I'm gonna try to find the panel real quick, because as he's watching Crane being whipped, I jumped ahead of it. He says, "I hate to stand idly by, but it's for the best." And it's, I don't know, that was kind of cringy. And he, you know, Superman eventually becomes a character with a certain set of morals, and he stands for a certain, you know, a certain moral outlook, and, you know, he means something. And at this point, yeah, he's just, it's like, sure, he's fighting for the oppressed. He's battling evil. He's meeting out justice. But just the fact that he would not only stand by and allow another human being to be put through such torturous pain, so he could get photos of it so he could get it closed down. But not only does he stand, by and let it happen, he brought the guy back so that it could happen. I mean, that's really why he brought the guy back. It wasn't like, I can't let this guy escape because then it would clue people into what I'm doing. No, I don't think they spell it out, but that's why because otherwise he would have just taken him back to his cell or something. He dumps him out into the middle of the frickin' prison yard so that everybody can see that Crane tried to escape, knowing full well that he's going to get tortured because of it. And then Clark can get his pictures. You know, that's just, I tell you what, if this was a book that was coming out now, and this was the first issue of a character,
no way.
I would have put the book down and said, I can't get behind this guy. This is not a hero. This is not somebody I can get behind. Again, he's trying to do the right thing, but you know what they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yep.
And man, this was a tough one to read for me, because growing up with Superman, of course, being my favorite superhero and has always been my favorite superhero. And, you know, the Superman, the way he was when I was first introduced to him in the mid to late 70s, this is obviously not him.
No,
he's got a lot of growing to do. But wow, and the moment where Clark gives up where Crane is, really, I mean, kind of had me scratching my head to an extent, because I was thinking to myself, wow, he is really holding on to this. I have to play up Clark being a coward to protect my Superman identity. And that was the first, because that was the first moment I was like, oh, wow, you're willing to get this guy thrown back in prison and be tortured just so nobody finds out you're Superman. That, again, Superman wouldn't do that today. And of course, then we find out it's all an elaborate plan, which is still a horrible plan, but the chief is okay with it. Everybody else is okay with this plan. And I have to assume the readers were reading this going, that was a great idea, Superman. Yeah. Right. So what? Some freaking prisoners get some more torture. I mean, there's a reason they're in jail, right? You know, that's probably what a lot of people were thinking at the time, but I have to laugh. I have to laugh, because otherwise, yeah, it was a hard one to read. And I wonder, I didn't have time to do this, because again, I was up really late last night, and that's when I read these stories. But I wanted to kind of look into maybe when prison reform or whatever started to happen, when it came out that stuff like this was happening in prisons. You know, how timely was this story? You know, was this something that people in America were just starting to learn and they make this issue about it? Or was this something that was kind of old news by then? That's something I'd like to know. I think that would be pretty interesting.
The Superman Super Show will return after these messages.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material, almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
And now back to the Superman Super Show.
It is an interesting topic to have just pulled out of the air to decide to write a story on. So you would think something in these 13 pages that we read were the trigger for Spiegel deciding that he wanted to make a story about whatever, you know, either the reporter turning somebody in, the reporter smuggling himself, the conditions in the prison, you know, something about the story was the impetus for Spiegel to Spiegel. Spiegel is the anime character, Spike Spiegel. Something was the impetus to write this. And I wonder what it was exactly at that time.
It feels like, you know, to me, like, maybe some of the books from the 70s, like the Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Hard Traveling Heroes, some of the books that they do today where they are trying to, it's social commentary. They're pointing out, things in the world, in the country that, that they feel people need to look at and be aware of. And I think that they have done that a number of times, obviously, in this series. I don't like the term social justice warrior, but you could consider at least Siegel one of those. But the story he told to open up this topic to his readers, or at least it's obviously something that he has heard about and he felt strongly against it and he wanted to write a story about it. But the way in which his main character goes about his business to stop this.
Yeah.
It kind of tells you what, again, like you said, what kind of world this was back then. And they were trying to do something good and it's okay to let some prisoners get tortured if it means shutting it down eventually. And that just tells you what kind of world they were living in at the time, how people thought back then. And it's a harsh reality for the time.
Yes, sir. And there hasn't been, to my mind, any question in any of these stories as ends justifying the means. That has not been broached in the story really anywhere, as far as I can tell, at all. So apparently that's not what they're trying to show either. You know, ends me, you know, nope, that's not the story element. So
nobody at any point says, I understand that you did a good thing here, but are you sure you went about it the right way? You know, nobody's trying to teach that moral. It's
right. Yeah.
So it's either that they're not interested in that moral lesson, or it's just that wasn't considered something they figured was wrong at the time.
That's not the question. You know? That's not the question. You know,
didn't even enter into their head as Superman might not be tackling this the right way.
You know, the moral was finding out that this prison is doing people dirty. How do we do that? Well, we got to catch him in the act. Really? I mean,
Now, if he had, you know, put himself in this prison as a prisoner, if there was a character at the time in the books, like a Jimmy Olsen, who could have come along with him and hidden somewhere in the hills with a telephoto lens and photographed Superman being tortured.
Right.
That would have been the route I would have gone, you know, because then they would have gotten the photos of prisoners being tortured, but they wouldn't have had to, you know, put somebody in harm's way in order to do it. They would
there would have been no Clark Kent's harmed in the filming of this production. Yeah. So
just Tom Daly, which isn't the guy who did his voice in the 90s Superman animated series, Tim Daly?
I believe so. I was going to throw out a reference to Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, but yeah, you beat me to the reference. Do you know that song?
I don't.
You don't know that song? Oh, that's a folk song. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
That does sound familiar.
The Kingston Trio, I think, made it famous. If you know the name Kingston Trio, do you know them?
That it's familiar.
Okay, yeah, that's a folk group from the late 60s, early to mid 70s, I think, is when they were out.
Yeah.
Couple things I noted. This was the first story where they actually made the effort to make Superman's S red throughout. I knew I had made a note of that, and this was the story. Yeah. They miss every now and then, but pretty much every instance it's red. Also,
they miss the shield altogether in some of these.
Yeah, really. And is it them, or is it the poo-poo recoloring that is doing that?
Who knows?
Yeah, that's again. That's another one of the issues with the recoloring is that you don't know specifically what color they were trying to do or what they were trying to do. So how do you know you're not messing up what they? Yeah,
Maybe John can tell us.
Perhaps, yeah. Or old time radio. Maybe they have knowledge of how things were done back then. The splash page, panel one. This is going to turn out extended. To be the cover for the first issue of the Superman eponymously named title.
Yes. Yeah, I know the pose. Yep.
This is it. So
I have somewhere in storage a little statue that has it's like a fake metal, but he's posed like that. And then behind him is a plastic version of that first issue of Superman.
Okay. I don't know if they have done it with Superman yet. I would have to look and see, but you're familiar with the Pop Funkos.
Yep.
Okay. They have started producing a series of those with a character in a large box. And in the back of the inside box is the cover of the comic book that had the first appearance of the Pop that is there.
Nice.
And I would suggest that when they do Superman, if they haven't already, that Action One will probably be the cover that's in the back. I know that the cover for Detective Comics, 27 was that?
Yeah, 27.
The first Batman. That's what they have behind Batman. Wonder Woman, they have her first cover of Sensation Comics. Okay. Moon Knight, I've seen, is the issue of the first Moon Knight named comic.
Okay.
So having seen those already, they have to have done a Superman, I would think, by now, but I just hadn't seen it. But
yeah.
And with those couple notes, that's just wow. Let's get some hero Superman going soon. Although 12 he's pretty hero-y in issue, is it gonna be issue 12? No, issue 11. And then in issue 12, he is this same really hard dude, which you haven't read yet. But yeah, 11, this next one, it's a little bit mellower, and then he seemingly reverts to type the next story. So I'm looking forward to and I don't say this to be mean, but a Superman that I can look up to, because I have a hard time looking up to this dude so far.
That's one of the reasons I've always liked Superman. He's unquestionable. You can look up to him. He's always been the one you could look up to. He's nowhere near that at this point.
And it's not because he's bad. Or he is still doing good things. He is still doing the right thing. Unfortunately, it just seems that at this time, the road to the right thing is maybe a little more crooked than we would assume it to be, today. There is an ends, and the ends are typically positive. Something good happens. Or if not good, then the right thing or the just thing happens. The path getting there sometimes is wow. But then, that brings to mind a character like the Spectre for DC Comics. He has been said to be the embodiment of God, capital G, God's wrath. And boy, when he punishes bad guys, he, yeah. you know.
Well, Old Testament God wasn't well, a pickle.
No, he, you know, he, yeah, he said what you needed to do. And if you didn't, he let you know that you should have done what you needed to do. It you know, yeah, there was no middle there. Yeah. It was, yeah. Yeah, Old Testament is pretty harsh. Yeah. Pretty harsh. But that's, yeah, that's everything that comes. Well, no, I take that back. There was one word here. Let me throw out the term for the car that he bought.
Oh, that's right. I meant to write that down.
S-L-I-V-V-E-R. And I believe it's pronounced sliver.
Yeah.
And that is defined as a cheap car or aircraft, especially one in bad condition. Huh. Never seen that word before in my life, ever.
No. I feel like I have maybe in some book I've read.
Wow, that yeah,
maybe that's, in the time, but yeah, I remember again. It's one of those things that I, as soon as I came across the word, I'm like, oh, I should look this up, and I thought, nah, it'll do it because this is the kind of stuff he's looking for.
It is, yeah. So, Wikipedia also says it's an early 20th century American slang, et cetera, yeah. et cetera, et cetera. So it's, you know, it's yeah. very era specific, apparently.
See, I would have called it. We would have called him a beater.
Yeah,
when I was a teenager.
Yeah, that's it.
I it should be noted that unlike Superman joins the circus, a dog does die in this issue.
Oh yeah, because he kicks it into the.
Well, he
can't believe I'm saying that.
It panels. What is it? 82 and 83. He has rescued Crane from the quicksand as the bloodhounds that the prison has released to find them attack. One of the bloodhounds leaps at Superman. He ducks. The bloodhound flies over his head, that's lands right. into the freaking quicksand, and sinks to his death.
And sinks to its doom amidst yeah. frantic howls within the right? bog. Yeah, it's like, wow, you go, guys.
Yeah.
poor guy, man. He's just doing what he's supposed to do.
You could have just shown it and not told us about the frantic howls. And
moved on.
Yeah.
Well, what happened there? I don't know. Looks like maybe the dog jumped and missed Superman and just, oh, okay. It's, you know, but
I guess it's a bad guy dog because works with prison. So we're supposed to be okay.
No, it's just a dog.
It's just a dog. Exactly.
You know, that's like saying that's an evil hammer. Well, no, right? It's just a hammer somebody killed somebody with. Yeah, it's just a hammer. It's just a dog doing what it's supposed to do. Now, you know, there is some amount of training, but a lot of that training just relies on natural instincts for the way the dogs are anyways.
Yeah.
Dog's just doing what a dog does.
Yeah. All right. Is that all we got?
I believe so. I think I'm good, sir.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. If you want to drop us a line, you can do that at the Superman Super Show at gmail.com or follow us over on Twitter at Supes Super Show or just come join the message board forum.justanotherfanboy.com and come post over in the Superman Super Show forum. And hey, while you're at it, if you want to be, you know, a big help, if you want to support the show, spread the word. Tell everybody about us. We got folks who are retweeting stuff for us over on Twitter, which is great. We got folks who also do like the quote retweet where they're retweeting, but then they're also adding their own mm-hmm. comments to say why you should be listening to these episodes. And that's even greater. They're both great. We appreciate everybody doing what they're doing. And it's a huge help. So until next week, my name is Steven, and I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye. And then over there, that's Ed, and he's going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
We
want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. Questions and comments can be directed to thesupermansupershow@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, you can help to boost our presence online by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. The Superman Super Show is a presentation of Stephen or Else Media. For more nerdy content just like this, check out stephenorelse.com or just use the link in your show notes. Superman is a registered trademark of DC Comics and was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Superman's bad. I mean, he was bad.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.